nothing to scare you here. It is the Tuesday and Halloween edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Coming up today, inflation in Europe has died down. We'll tell you about that. Meanwhile, consumers in the U.S. are worried but still spending as we roll into the fourth quarter. A huge labor protest is going on in Bangladesh and why that matters. We've got some housing news, think prices. Unions in the U.S. have had a stunning impact on the middle class. We'll share some details. We've got the Wall Street Report, and Walmart is doing a very expensive makeover. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Bobby Boris Pickett, from 1962, by the way, the Monster Mash, and yes, you Hunter Pease, thanks so much, and welcome to the Halloween edition of the Business News Headlines. Yeah, no, nothing scary here at all, unless it's economics. Hey, you want to reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter? You can find us at IOB_NewsHour, and over on Threads, it's Insight on Business. Inflation has not only been a problem here in the U.S., but also in Europe. While inflation here is still above the Fed's 2% level, Europe is reporting that inflation there fell to 2.9%, which is the lowest in more than 2 years. So what happened? Well, fuel prices have fallen, and rapid interest rate hikes from the European Central Bank have taken hold. But there are two sides of the coin here. Official figures show that the economic output in the 20 countries that use the euro actually shrank by 0.1% in the July through September quarter. This, of course, is the reaction to higher borrowing costs as businesses struggle to grow. This is also what might be in the future for the United States businesses. Meanwhile, the Fed insists no further rate hikes, at least for now. Stay tuned. Speaking of the Fed, nobody is expecting any rate hikes tomorrow as the Fed faces an economy that's proven resilient but is under pressure from surging interest rates, overseas turmoil, and anxious investors. U.S. economic growth surged in the July through September quarter on the back of robust consumer spending, and inflation showed signs last month of staying uncomfortably high. The AP is reporting that Chair Jerome Powell will want to make sure the economy cools and that inflation resumes its descent before signaling any let-up in the Fed's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target level. Again, two words, stay tuned. Meanwhile, the Conference Board has released its measurement of consumer confidence for October, and we find that you and I are a bit less confident in the overall economy and frightened about a looming recession. According to the survey, consumer confidence fell to 102.6 back in October. In September, the number was 104.3. The index measuring Americans' short-term outlook for income, business, and job market declined again to 75.6 in October from 76.4 in September. Readings below 80 for future expectations historically signal a recession within a year. But we are about to enter the fourth quarter and the holiday season, and retailers are betting consumers will continue to spend. Wall Street struggled most of the morning, but the major indexes closed in the green. We'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Do you ever look at the label of the clothing you purchase? Often the name brand uses workers in places like China, Vietnam, and Bangladesh. On Tuesday, thousands of garment workers took to the streets of Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, and the industrial district of Jaipur to demand better wages. The Associated Press is reporting that Bangladesh is the second largest garment-producing country in the world after China, with its nearly 3,500 factories where some 4 million workers are employed. Most are women. All this, according to the Bangladesh Garment Manufacturers and Exporters Association, or BGMEA. The workers get 8,300 tacas, or $75, as a monthly minimum wage, and they often need to work overtime to make ends meet. Protests erupted over the weekend after that agency offered to increase the monthly minimum wage by 25% to reach $90 a month instead of the $208 a month demanded by the workers. Bangladesh, by the way, earns annually about $55 billion from exports of garment products, mainly to the United States and Europe, and often from well-known brand names. Home prices rose again in August on both monthly and annually basis. Nationally, the S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller Index rose 0.9% in August after seasonal adjustment, following a 0.6% gain the prior month. Annually, national home prices were up 2.6% in August, following a 1% rise the previous month of July. Chicago logged the biggest annual increase for the fourth straight month among the 20 cities in August that the data showed. Las Vegas and Phoenix registered the worst performances. Separately, the Federal Housing Finance Agency said U.S. home prices rose 0.6% on a seasonally adjusted basis in August, following an 0.8% gain the previous month. Prices increased 5.6% year over year in August, according to that report. This has been a year of stunning union activity that has bolstered the middle class. Bold statement, right? Well, let's back it up. Bloomberg is reporting that even before the United Auto Workers reached historic contract deals with carmakers, unions across the country had already won their members 6.6% raises on average this year, and that is the biggest bump in more than three decades. The recent victories mark a potential turning point for the country's labor movement, which has seen union ranks and power dwindle for decades. Emboldened by towering corporate profits, UPS drivers, Hollywood writers, auto workers, and others made ambitious demands many considered unattainable. Using new tactics and taking advantage of a tight labor market and shifting views on organized labor, one by one, they won big. These contracts only cover a tiny slice of the U.S. labor market, but the wage gains could also have spillover effects to other workers. For example, FedEx executives privately worried the pay bumps secured in the most recent UPS contract, particularly for part-time package handlers, would make it more difficult to recruit. Wall Street ended the month upside down, but today was a winning day for the major indexes. The Dow gained 123 points to close at 33,052, while the Nasdaq picked up 61 points to end the session at 12,851. The S&P 500 gained 26 points to close out the month and day at 41.93. There has been a lot of talk about oil hitting $150 a barrel due to the unrest in the Middle East. Yet, West Texas Intermediate crude fell yet again today by over 90 cents at $81.35 a barrel. The 10-year T-note ticked up again at 4.926%. And finally, there is this, and this is about a very expensive makeover going on with Walmart. CNN is reporting that Walmart is overhauling nearly a third of its 4,500 U.S. stores in a bid to boost sales on non-essential items. The multi-year undertaking is going to cost more than $9 billion. The first 117 revamped stores opened Monday with better lighting, clear signage, dollar shops for affordable seasonal items, and what they're calling touch and feel displays meant to encourage customers to interact with home products. Like many retailers, Walmart has seen sales of non-grocery items drop off post-pandemic due to high inflation and other economic concerns. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very profitable and safe evening. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.